Phoenix musicians are behind some of the most popular bars and restaurants in town. Lauren Cusimano, food editor for the Phoenix New Times, first reported on this trend in a piece she dubbed Demos to Dining. And she joined us at Gracie's Tax Bar alongside two of the story's subjects to talk more about it. Grace Perry is the bar's owner, formerly of metal band Landmine Marathon. And Wayne Coates runs Instrumental Hospitality Group, which is opening a restaurant in Phoenix in the spring. Lauren has always been a fan of the local music scene, and she said her writing about music was a way to go deeper into the community. And that way, she became intimately aware of the changes coming to the Phoenix food and drink world as she recognized the names of some of her favorite musicians opening up some of the hottest spots in town. So what does take someone from, say, the death metal scene to the world of dining? For Grace Perry, the transition just made sense.
Well, it was a long journey because I was in punk bands and more into that world, and punk evolved into hardcore and hardcore evolved into metal. And then I ended up in a death metal band for 7 years. And during that time, I had graduated from NAU and didn't use my degree at all because I was completely dedicated to touring and trying to make that work. And around age of 26, I realized that I kind of wanted to actually use my degree that I had spent so much time and money earning. And I looked around with no, essentially like 9-to-5 job experience, but I had a ton of food and restaurant experience, and I had been working at Upward Projects, as we all know, Postino, that whole group, and they were going to open Federal Pizza. And I rose my hand and I said, do you guys want a manager? And thankfully, I had a pretty decent head on my shoulders after all the touring withdrawals. And they gave me an opportunity, and I went from there into Windsor and Churn across the street, and then heard of an opportunity at Crescent Ballroom. And I tossed my name into the hat, landed the gig as food and beverage director, and then went on to be the food and beverage director for both Crescent Ballroom and Valley Bar. So after that, it was one of the best jobs I ever had. I learned so much in such a quick period of time, and that is about the time that I was decided to get married. And I, again, kind of looked up and and realized that, you know, maybe I do want a little bit more of a not 4 in the morning job, not running around at all, you know, all weekends and all holidays. And so I got a job in the nonprofit world. Then after I got married, we had a chunk of change and realized that I did not want to sit in front of a desk, which just seems a little all over the place. And I know, kind of crazy, but I went to my husband and I was like, hey, instead of buying a house, this money, you want to buy a bar? And now 2 years later, here I am with an amazing place for the neighborhood that I am super proud to have. And yeah, it's kind of been a wild ride.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Okay, and Wayne, let's turn to you. So a similar story for you, that you ended up in the restaurant beverage world for those kinds of reasons? Were you working in it all along?
Most of my professional life was restaurants. I started out at Sonic at 15 and kind of carried on to starting my own restaurant group this summer, opening Belly, our first spot in the Melrose District, sometime in the spring. I had been in multiple bands growing up, did a lot of touring in my early 20s, and like Grace mentioned in the Phoenix New Times article, it was easy to come back being broke, getting off tour, and picking up some serving gigs or some bartending gigs, and that flexibility has always been much appreciated, to be able to kind of have that. And, you know, over that time, I certainly fell in love with restaurants. I think the energy of the space is really important. It's about, you know, connecting and sharing food together, and always really just pushing to for that feel good.
It sounds like what you're saying is, like, it's not all that different from what you would do when you performed a show, like creating that kind of community.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of similarities between organizing shows and organizing services at restaurants. I think a lot of the energy is very similar to being in bands. You know, everyone kind of having their part, cueing the rhythm section, bringing the guitar solo, you know, very similar to round of beers, fire dinner. You know, really the timing and the rhythm is so similar. And growing up working in restaurants, it was often musicians that were working alongside me.
So, Lauren, as you're putting this together and profiling quite a few people like this who are in this world now and making this sort of leap, what kind of similarities did you see? Were there some, like, through lines that were true for everybody and some reasons you really think this works?
Honestly, I started out having no idea what the hell was going on. And that's why I kind of set down this path, you know, like I covered Thunderbird opening and Jeremiah told me about Dana Armstrong, the gal who still runs Valley Fever, opening Dirty Drummer. And I started noticing this trend and it was just happening like once a month, this new place was opening up from musicians. So I honestly didn't really see what could have been happening until, honestly, it was like Wayne. It was our interview where Wayne drew so many parallels between being in the food and drink industry and being in a band and like how they just went on this overseas trip. He said felt a lot like tour. And even something Wayne said is what led us to titling the story From Demos to Dining, because he was like, people used to give me demos to check out, you know, back in our 20s, and now people are giving him dishes to check out. So it was kind of like, and Wayne was my final interview for the piece, so it was kind of like this really fantastic, I don't know, wrap-up sesh kind of on what really is happening and how the migration is so easy. It seems like this natural progression of people who were in bands and are used to just kind of like setting their own hours, being their own boss maybe, and now they're able to run this business and successful businesses because, you know, these people are artists and these people are creative, so they create creative spaces. That was a lot of the word creative, but yeah. It's, you know, it works and it appeals to an alternative crowd because these people are alternative people themselves.
Yeah. Is this like the grown-up version of the music industry then in town?
That's what I was wondering. Because a lot of people are like, you know, music is fun and a lot of this group still do it on the side, but it's kind of like, you know, you either make it or you don't, you kind of grow out of it. And then turns out a lot of these people ended up being fantastic business owners.
Yeah, I think a lot of similarities between wanting to express yourself, writing songs, making records, going on tour is very similar to the restaurant food and beverage industry in town. It's really a way to kind of set up a camp and, you know, kind of make a mark on your hometown, whereas touring is so much getting out into the world and, you know, setting up shop is a great way to still be able to express yourself creatively and work with your friends and involve the community and really inspire people and give them a sense of kind of an escape from all the crazy things in the world and a time to kick back and feel good and feel
like you're part of something.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Outside of the creativity, the work ethic and passion, because it's not easy being in a band. It's really, really hard. You have to have a very insane work ethic to make it even at the bare minimum of being able to pay some of your bills through music. And so that restaurant industry is the same way with work ethic and passion. Like you have to have a blinding love and devotion towards it in order to make it work. I mean, it's the most failed industry that there is. Mm-hmm. And so I think that mentality of like never giving up and pushing your mental and physical limits to the max is something that not a lot of people carry with them. And I feel like musicians do.
Yeah, yeah. High risk, high reward industries both, right?
Yeah.
So the last thing I want to talk about, you kind of mentioned there, Wayne, is this idea that this is about building community, like anchoring yourself in a place. And one thing I noticed, Lauren, in the article is that so many, I think everybody in it is from Phoenix, like grew up here, right? And you talk about this idea that what they maybe are trying to do is preserve that culture, not build a new one, but cement it. How do you feel about that, Wayne?
Certainly the leaders in the food and beverage scene in Phoenix have found that collaboration and community is really the best way to grow their space and their teams and their outreach. I think that's inspired all of us so much, you know, growing up knowing Grace for 20 years or so and hearing about the things she's doing and talking with her about those things and then being inspired myself and then vice versa, sharing news. I think there's, you know, a lot of energy within the community and a lot of inspiration that has rubbed off on others and to be able to share that with each other and grow together over decades is something very special.
There's a lot of love between all of us. I mean, when you we knew every single person in that article, you know, like, and we're all a bunch of nerds. We all just love each other and a bunch of nerds. We're not out to like be in competition with each other or bring each other down. Like, you know, you talk to every single one of us and we're going to build each other up in a really positive and loving way because of those decades of history and support.
Yeah. So, do you think that what you're trying to do here, or do you think that maybe just an offshoot result of what you're doing here as a community of musicians and now restaurateurs or whatever, is is helping to sort of define this culture in Phoenix that is sometimes hard to define?
I will say that there was a piece of the story that my editor kind of drug out of me, which was admitting, which I didn't want to, that a lot of us used to talk about moving away. You know, if you wanted to be a journalist or a musician, you were thinking LA, you were thinking New York, you were thinking the Northwest. And a lot of us kind of didn't, like, we probably all traveled quite a bit. I mean, you too, quite a bit. But we all ended up sticking around, and now I'm just so grateful that none of us moved away. And that was kind of my final thought on the piece was, we got these people who, we're so lucky to have people like Charlie and Chucky who just like developed these spaces, made it so fun, I just think it created like a real sense of pride. And it, now I get very defensive if someone puts down Phoenix. It's that old, you know, saying, if you're bored, you're boring, because there's so many fantastic things to do here now.
There's definitely a small, very small town community within this giant metropolitan area. And like Lauren saying, you know, sometimes people are, hey, Phoenix isn't cool, whatever, but I always think they haven't found the right pocket or the right group of people or the cool spots to hang out that provide these this sense of community. And I think as it's growing, it's really exciting as we're becoming, Phoenix is becoming a big city, and it's great to be part of that.
I mean, just as a Phoenician, like, I absolutely agree with Lauren that, like, we all talked about moving away. We all talked about the bigger and better in other cities, and I'm not going to disclude myself from that. But after, in the past probably 10 years, I've lived downtown for 10 years now. And yeah, and so just seeing that transition, I couldn't have more Phoenix pride in me than I could imagine, as far as, you know, knowing that Phoenix has the potential and the amount of people that are moving here every single day. And I think all of us really just wanting to show that to the, like, not just, you know, the city itself, but to this country of, like, you know, we're a really cool city that you can come and you can do cool things at, not just Austin, Texas, not just Portland, Oregon, not, you know, not those places that everyone always escapes to.
Yeah. All right. That's Grace Perry, Wayne Coates, Lauren Cusimano. Thank you so much.